Well, it has been nearly 119 years since James Naismith wrote down the 13 rules for a new game that he devised as a way to give Utes in Springfield, Massachusetts, something to do. It'd be basketball.
First, you take the ball and you put it in the peach basket.
That's right.
The first thing you do.
Yeah.
Don't bounce the ball and don't hit each other when you do it.
Yep. He was at a YMCA, an athletic. He doesn't know what James Naismith
sounds
but like.
No, but I bet he sounded just like
Something like that. Anyway, his...
He sounded just like Walter Winchell.
Yeah. If he'd come from Boston.
That's right.
So what happened was he needed to develop some sort of an activity to keep young men busy in the winter. On December the 10th, those rules, considered the birth certificate, if you will, of one of the world's most popular sports, will be put on auction in New York City.
Wow.
Expected to bring at least $2 million. Proceeds will go to the Naismith International Basketball Foundation, which promotes sportsmanship and helps pay for illegitimate children of NBA players.
Scott! I don't think that was in the rules.
Oh, probably was.
Lord have mercy, son.
You know, seriously, I bet one of the rules was you're not allowed to touch each other in this game. You think they said that?
Well, probably there is some version of it out there on the internet that would be able to tell us that.
Mm-hmm.
But he penned.
Yeah. I was always told basketball was a non-contact sport.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, right.
Penned those 13 rules December 21st, 1891, while he was the physical education instructor at that YMCA.
Before we get started, let's warm up with some side straddle hops.
Yeah, there we go. He pinned this bulletin on
He's
a bulletin board
with
outside
the well-waxed mustache, right?
Yeah. Yep. You know, he later went to Lawrence, Kansas.
Yeah, he did.
Became the basketball coach at the University of Kansas.
Yeah, and look how they...
What have they done?
Yeah, look how they came out, yeah.
Really, so got that done.
Yeah, their football team sucks.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so here we go. I guess we knew as a matter of time before this would happen. A new study shows that social networking is not making us less social. It, in fact, is making us more social. Oh, sure it is. Research shows that individuals who are becoming more active on Facebook and Twitter are also interacting with friends in real settings more often, despite the assertions to the contrary.
Hey, I'm interacting right now.
That's it. Among consumers increasing their book face
online
use, 27% are meeting friends in person, and only 13% are meeting friends less. Consumers increasingly Twitter and use that. It shows that substantially they are skewed more toward personal interaction. If you tweet, 46% are meeting friends in person, more or less only 7% if they don't tweet. So tweet away.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of this.
Yeah, speaking of personal interaction, a British dating web geared toward the aesthetically challenged, shall we say.
Oh, the homely.
Said it is.
A great personality.
It is celebrating the first member engagement.
Oh. Right,
the website is called, and
this might
be worth going to today.
Uh-huh.
If you need a waste your time website, what could be better than theuglybugball.com? All the common spellings. Theuglybugball.com, which launched about a year ago.
Ugly bug?
Uh-huh. Theuglybugball.com. Launched about a year ago, said the engagement of members Tom Clifford and Janine Walker marks the first wedding resulting from the site's services. The couple first talked online in August. They met in person for the first time 1 month ago and became engaged only after 4 dates. Of course,
I'm getting a mandatory extension policy, and the request is not accepted by the server for this resource.
Okay,
so I can't go to the webpage.
Dang. Spokesperson for the website said that they'll receive a free honeymoon.
Yeah, well,
good for them.
Yeah, nothing will happen.
Someplace
though.
Where it's poorly lit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Can I see you in sunlight? Ah!
That's right.
Anyway.
They'll dine separately a lot.
So you got that. Okay. Yeah. A Brazilian court has ruled that McDonald's must pay a former franchise manager $17,500 because he gained 65 pounds while working there. Why?
What?
What is that about? The 32-year-old man said he felt forced to sample the food each day to ensure quality. Okay, you have to eat the entire double meat burger? Is that, you have to do that? Do you have to drink the entire shake, sir? Is that what you need to be doing?
Nice try, fatty, fat, fat. Move along.
The man also said the company offered free lunches to employees, adding to the caloric intake while on the job. The Brazilian headquarters of the chain said in a statement, the chain offers a large variety of options and balanced menus to cater to the daily dietary needs of the employees.
That's so unfortunate because that... I mean, he could own that and just really be like, heck yeah, man, I eat here all the time. I know I'm fat, but hey, it's good food. Come on in this house.
Well, and the other thing is, I mean, granted, it's not the most popular stuff on the menu, but McDonald's has stuff that you can eat and not pudge out.
True.
Yeah, I mean, they do have options.
They got those chicken salads.
Well, they got the salads without the chicken, and they can they do apple slices. I mean, look, they've got options out there.
You can get a Diet Coke with your Big Mac. Yeah.
Well, all those fast food places, except your KFC, have all come up with opportunities for you to be able to eat healthy at their
place. Excuse me, I think most around here perhaps have, because we don't have a Hardee's or a Carl's Jr.
Yeah. That actually embrace the idea of obesity being a good
thing. I'm pretty sure they have
three
defibrillators on every wall.
They've got a new product from KFC, and I haven't tried it yet. And I'm
what's that?
I don't know, some sandwich that's like double thicker or something. Like like apparently they've gotten really roided up chickens, and they got those chicken breasts now.
Ooh.
So it's got like a big bite.
Roided up chicken.
I don't think you'd want to go after them necessarily. What happens if it comes time to harvest the chicken, shall we say, and the chicken's not in the mood for
it? That's right. The chicken may fight back.
Yeah.
Could be a problem.
That's right.
Anyway.
You got claws on your face. And,
I don't know.
Yeah, really.
Next commercial break, I'll go in there and we'll have a look at it, and I'll find out exactly what the new product is that's out there and available. Because after all, we need to make sure everybody knows what's available at KFC. Because after all, they're the home of the famous.
They don't advertise with us. Never have.
Yeah. Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
It's the time of year when, if you're in a car buying mood, you get really in a car buying mood, or maybe if you haven't thought about it, you start to get into a car buying mood. It's because it's the end of the year. Dealers are looking to clear off their inventory to make room for what they call the new model years. In other words, we've got all these 2010s on the lot. We need to bring some 2011s in. That means you can get good deals. But wouldn't you like to have someone help you through the process, make sure you're getting a good deal, to try and help you sort things out like 0% financing or cash back? Which one's the better? If you have questions even on vehicle warranty, if you're a first-time buyer, if you have questions about your credit, let me give you two words. Ask Mike. Go to WTAW.com, scroll down, look for Mike Vivaldi's picture from Team Auto, Team Ford, and Navasota. Click on that and ask away. It's free, it's accurate, it's timely, it's a way to help you through the car buying process. Go to WTAW.com and ask Mike. Ask Mike from Mike Vivaldi at Team Auto, Team Ford in Navasota.
I am Paul Rieger, chairman of the Republican Party of Brazos County. Jana McMillan has been a dedicated foot soldier and bold leader in the conservative Republican fight to restore values of limited government and personal liberty. Jana's opponent is supported by the county Democrat chair and has made contributions to Chet Edwards the last three election cycles. You can count on Jana McMillan to challenge bureaucracy in College Station City Hall and to advocate for taxpayers. Look to the bottom of your ballot to vote for Jana McMillan, College Station City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Jana McMillan campaign, Ed Slovacek, treasurer.
Okay, it's called the Doublicious. I don't know what that means, but let me see.
Sounds Doublicious.
It does. All I got is double down right. Yeah, I mean, it's brand new. It is brand new.
KFC. And just to be perfectly clear, in the interest of full disclosure here, Tom, they do advertise with us. They are a sponsor of high school football.
There you go.
Okay. There we go.
There you go. I'm so
the
sorry.
Latest sandwich,
thank you for advertising.
The latest sandwich from KFC combines a savory boneless chicken filet with a sweet Hawaiian bread bun for that one-of-a-kind taste combination. Unless you went to the store and got a Hawaiian bread bun, and it wouldn't be one-of-a-kind taste. But oh, and by the way, so they have a picture of it, and it's like big enough to fill the entire screen. Then way down in the corner, it goes, try it grilled. Try it grilled. Got that. Hey, tonight on Cliff Howard Sports Talk.
What happened?
Here we go. Doublicious.
Yeah.
Doublicious with grilled filet.
Yeah, see, that isn't going to work.
But see,
it slips out.
I don't see Doublicious anywhere. I see Doublicious with grilled filet or with, oh, I guess that's OR as in original.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Let's see here. Would you believe?
Okay, I'm ready.
480 calories.
Really?
That seems a little low.
Yeah, it's got bacon and cheese, and it's on that sweet Hawaiian bread, which, of course, we all really crave.
Total fat grams, because I'm having to scroll because it's the bottom of the page.
Oh, yeah.
Total fat grams, 23.
Okay. Hello?
Scott, did you get that free coupon that was in Sunday's paper for that KFC?
No, was there a coupon?
Free.
A coupon. Oh, that sucks that I missed that. Thanks. Oh, I hate that. Golly. You guys still got your Sunday paper?
No.
I may go buy one. How much does a paper cost? Like a buck?
Yeah. Go over to the paper.
I'll do
that. Go to the morgue. I want 12 of last Sunday's papers.
It's from
please.
Last week, so it's not in the morgue yet. It's just right there. And then what you do is you take and just dump it all out right there on the and get the coupon and then just leave the rest.
they'll be so proud of you. So what happens with Chip Howard?
So Chumlee is supposed to be on the Chip Howard show tonight at 5 o'clock.
Is that today?
That's probably capturable. Now, of course, and so that our listeners don't have to listen to his entire show, I was trying to help out and find out when is Chumlee going to be on.
Uh-huh.
Smart marketer that he is, Clip says, I think 5 o'clock.
He thinks 5
he
o'clock.
He thinks.
There you go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. Which means you got to listen the entire hour. He'll have him on like 10 till 6, and you'll have to do that.
But yeah. Anyway.
Chumlee's from Pawn Stars.
Right.
Not a bad show.
Will Chip be live in the studio today?
Apparently,
I know he's probably going to Arlington
Chumlee
tomorrow.
Chumlee won't go.
If Chumlee was going to be live in the studio, I'd be here.
Yeah. No kidding. That's
it'd be a picture-making day.
That'd be as good as when Spirit was here. But anyway. All right, so smartphones are causing more hemorrhoids.
Oh.
Well, depends on where you put it, I suppose.
I don't... Now, quit it. I didn't go there.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, no, I believe you did. I'm going to side with Tom on this and say that his comment while unnecessary and off-color was not unwarranted.
Okay. Right.
The problem is...
You said the H word.
...that people are now sitting in the bathroom playing games and texting using their smartphones, and it's not good for you.
See, I think you just made the picture worse, really.
Why?
Well,
it'll teach you to not want to borrow anybody's smartphone, won't it? You have to worry about that.
I'd say this show has gone about 9.5 minutes too long.
I know. Only thing that could save it is to give away tickets.
Yeah. Of the more than 1,000 people surveyed, 6 admitted to using video phones and taking calls while there. 6%. 6%.
Well, let's take some calls without our video phones, God.
Please. And the first call that says,
guess where I'm
calling
from?
We got prizes for the only listener left. Go ahead, call in.
Oh, that's so not true. That is so not true.
Yeah, I'm not going there, but I will take 3 tickets.
Thank you, sir, for taking the high road. I think you deserve more than one prize.
Yeah.
I just roll that out
you
there.
Think so?
Tell him what he won.
Yeah, tell him what he won, Tom.
Well, you've won 2 tickets to the Renaissance Festival, which are good.
Fantastic.
How about that? Any weekend, it goes all the way up until Thanksgiving. So this is going to be
my Robin Hood costume and get right on it.
Oh,
sweet.
Well,
don't forget the chain mail.
Yeah. Who is this?
This is Lee Simmons.
All right, Lee, you know where we're located?
Y'all still up to Crystal Pistol?
I think so. All right. That's where we still show up every day.
And they let us in.
Yes, you, sir, or ma'am, may help us once again resurrect the show. Who are you?
John.
Oh, John who?
John Abney.
All right, John, thank you so much for being here and helping us become once again the bastion of
good
normalcy and good taste that we always are. Yes, okay.
We just try not to be the only caller and get more people involved.
Yeah. See, that's it. I really do. I'm glad to see
I thought you were going to say you were trying to keep the potty humor at a minimum.
No. We don't want to be doing that. Okay, you got it, Tom?
Yeah, but somebody stole my stapler.
Well, okay. Well, just lick it and stick it. Okay, thanks. All right, we'll do one more. Who's this?
Mitchell Broadus.
All right, Mitchell, you got a pair of tickets. You know where we're located?
Yes, sir.
All right, there you go.
I believe you have my stapler.
That's right. Who's got Tom's stapler?
I still haven't received my paycheck, and he took my stapler.
Yeah, Tom is going to be wandering down the
hallway.
Oh, I will.
Extra.
Will I ever?
And what are you going to do, Tom?
I'll set the building on fire.
Here in Kenya, the world's greatest runners are worried. The marathon won't be easy this year, one says. Jared's running. How can we compete, says another.
The Subway Club.
Jared trains with it.
Word's getting out. Jared's training for the ING New York City Marathon, running 552 miles this year with one of his favorites, the Subway Club. Subway, eat fresh.
ING New York City Marathon is the property of New York Roadrunners, Inc. Subway Restaurants is an official sponsor of the ING New York City Marathon 2010.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast. Right now, get a 16-ounce cup of Seattle's Best Coffee and any egg muffin melt for just $2.50. Like the taste-terrific new Sunrise Subway Melt, made just how you want it. The Subway $2.50 Breakfast Combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
For a limited time only at participating restaurants, may not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards plus tax where applicable.
A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Texas A&M Transportation Services wants to provide you with convenient game day parking starting at just $10. Public paid parking lots are located at the Bonfire Memorial, Bush Library, near the Vet School, and the Central Northside and West Campus parking garages. Free shuttles are available for campus lots, as well as the Get to the Grid shuttle that runs to and from Post Oak Mall. For additional game day parking information, please visit the web at transport.tamu.edu. Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
You are a wife, a mother, a caregiver, a teacher, a taxi driver, a friend, and so much more. You give so much of yourself to others. Now it's time to do something for you. Schedule a digital mammogram today with the early detection and diagnostic experts at the Scott and White College Station Clinic. Early detection is the key to successful treatment of breast cancer. And the Scott and White Cancer Team offers state-of-the-art technology for the detection, diagnosis, and treatment of breast cancer. Because you take care of so many others, Scott and White's advanced care is designed to take care of you. You owe it to yourself to take care of your health. Call 979-691-3618 to make an appointment today, or visit us on the web at sw.org. Scott and White accepts all major health insurance plans. Scott and White, your choice. The trusted choice.
Hey, about 5 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, Forbes tells us who's got the best drinking water. The best drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
And number one is Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, really?
Des Moines.
Bill Oliver would be so proud.
He would. Well, yeah. we'll leave that for him. Number two would be Austin, Texas.
Oh, wow. Keep it weird.
Mm-hmm. Is there a list that Austin can't be in, please? Other than conservative bastion?
Oh, really? Yeah, they're not going to make that. Number three, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Number four is Miami. Number five is Birmingham. Really?
You pretty much have to want to go there first, don't you?
Yeah, I would think so. New Yorkers, New York has great water. I mean, they have great tasting water. And I think it's on Modern Marvels or one of the shows on history where they show the aqueduct system to New York. The water pipes that feed New York, two water pipes, they are 800 feet underground.
Wow.
Yeah, in fact, they only have two of them. They're 100 years old, and they've got a third one, which I think comes online in the next two or three years, because they're afraid that if they try to shut them, something will break or they won't be able to open them back up. So they want to get another one going so that they can shut one of them down and do maintenance. Because after all, think about that. What could be working for 100 years without maintenance? And it happens to be the water supply for the city of New York.
There you go.
The water is treated with chlorine, fluoride, food-grade phosphoric acid, and it travels down these two main aqueducts.
Food grade?
That's what it says. Well, I mean, so you can consume
something
it.
Something you can sprinkle on your mac and cheese.
Yeah, really. I want to go in and ask about some of that.
Could I have some phosphoric acid that's not
food grade? Can you get that at Whole Foods?
Yeah, probably so, but it would cost a lot. Anyway, so forget about counting sheep. Milking cows at night may, in fact, hold the key to helping insomnia.
but
your wife...
That's going to mess up the bedroom.
I was going to say, your wife will hate it when you start running them through.
Clomping around. Well, it just takes one. Just clomping around in there.
Yeah.
A German company,
you're going to have to go outside.
Yeah,
it's bad enough I've got the dogs in here.
That's right.
That's right. And my husband, too. Yeah.
A German company has patented nocturnal milk, which it claims contains levels of melatonin that are 25 times higher than that found in normal milk. Scientific studies have shown that milk taken from cows at night contains much higher levels. Well, maybe the cow's not happy about being milked at night either.
Yeah, maybe the cow's trying to sleep.
Yeah, ask the cow about this, would you? Melatonin, of course, helps regulate our biorhythms, not only us, but all mammals, as a matter.
Well, you know, they always said warm milk. You know, this could be naturally warm.
That could very well be what
get
it is.
Right then.
There
but,
you go.
But again, if the cow doesn't want to do that, cow needs to want a cooperator. It's not going to end well.
Oh, they'll let you know if they don't feel like cooperating.
That's true. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
1863, 16 countries met in Geneva, and they formed the International Red Cross. 1886, the ticker tape parade was invented in New York City.
Mm-hmm. It's raining paper!
Yes, when office workers spontaneously threw ticker tape out as the Statue of Liberty was dedicated. 1929, this was Black Tuesday, as a matter of fact.
Ah.
Yeah, it's when it all started.
There you go.
1969, that computer over there connected to that computer over there, and we had
Al Gore.
Yep. ARPANET.
ARPANET.
That's actually two computers talking to one another. So
how about that?
All right.
They can't do that, can they?
Nah.
Yeah, I guess they can't. Just one movie coming out in wide release. It's Saw 3D.
Yes. You going? Are you going? Are you going?
My wife's been out of town. I've got a full plate, but I'm going to see if I can get away. She's already asked me. She's like, all right, so when do I need to make sure I'm at home so you can go see that?
Yeah. Okay.
Gets a 17%.
Yeah. You don't care. That's
you'll be there.
3D, baby. Yeah.
There you go. James MacArthur has died. The original Dano.
Book of Dano.
Book him, St. Peter.
Just a month after the new TV series started. He died at the age of 72. Cause of death is unknown. I did not realize he actually quit the show a year before it ended. He quit after 11 years, said that he was bored. So there you go.
Duh.
He said book.